For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Democratic congressional leaders say CIA Director Gina Haspel should give the full Senate the same briefing they received on the killing of Saudi journalist and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham did get the briefing and is convinced Mohammed bin Salman ordered the assassination.
MBS, the Crown Prince, is a wrecking ball. I think he's complicit in the murder of Mr. Khashoggi to the highest level possible.
Stocks swooned amid concerns about the U.S.-China trade war. At the final bell, there was a sea of red on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by almost 800 points, losing 3% of its value. The NASDAQ also fell 3.8%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
The Postal Service is suspending mail on Wednesday to honor President George H.W. Bush. John Clemens has more.
To honor the life and legacy of President George H.W. Bush, the Postal Service will observe the National Day of Mourning by closing all retail locations, suspending all regular mail delivery, and limiting package delivery across the nation. Americans are being encouraged to remember the vast contributions of former President George H.W. Bush.
President Trump and First Lady Melania paid a condolence visit to former President George W. Bush and his family, who are staying at Blair House across from the White House before tomorrow's funeral for Bush's father, George H.W. Bush, the nation's 41st president. At the Capitol earlier, former Senate Majority Leader and fellow World War II vet, 95-year-old Bob Dole, was helped from his wheelchair and gave a salute to Bush's flag-draped casket. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
One of America's most famous college football coaches is retiring. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Urban Meyer will retire after coaching the Ohio State Buckeyes in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. Meyer had been suspended for the first three games of the season after an investigation looked into his handling of claims of domestic violence that were made against a former assistant coach. Meyer has also been battling health issues in recent years. Ryan Day, who is the team's offensive coordinator, will become Ohio State's new full-time head coach effective January 2nd. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
9-year-old Dane Best fought City Hall and won. The Severance, Colorado fourth grader went to a town board meeting on Monday and presented his case to overturn a century-old ban on throwing snowballs.
They all agreed this law should be changed. I have 20 letters from kids in my class that would like to have this changed. One of our third grade classes wrote an opinion paper on this law.
And of course, after convincing the town board to overturn the ban, Dane himself got to throw the first legal snowball in his town since the 1920s. And while Dane can now legally heave snowballs at his little brother, he now has his eye on another town ordinance which defines pets only as cats and dogs. Dane owns a guinea pig, and he thinks they should have rights too. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.